All right. Graeme de Villiers, if I can just start by asking you, how many people have you had register here at this centre?
Roughly about 75 from midnight on the 23rd of October up until about 9:30 this morning. Those numbers are obviously emerging as the day unfolds and as the activities of the day unfold as well. So
there seem to be a steady stream of people coming in and registering now. What happens to them after they basically register and say that they've left their house?
Initially, once they do register, we get an understanding of what their needs are. If they express any concerns about their ability to return to their homes or they've got nowhere to go, we have staff here experienced in triaging and establishing what those clients' needs are and then linking them to those appropriate services and also addressing any accommodation needs.
So a lot of the people that have come through so far would be people that have just decided to heed those RFS warnings and leave their homes?
Yes, look, that's absolutely the case. A lot of people have just registered in response to information that they've received broadly through the media and through some meetings that were held over the last couple of days. Certainly taking on that advice, leaving early, and have come to register and are taking decisions from there. Some people have decided to fulfil their day doing other activities. Other people are deciding to stay here in the centre and just sort of watch and wait.
There's a record here that they have left their homes, which is important.
Absolutely.
And what happens to people once they've registered? Do you have organisations here that they can then go and talk to? We're seeing people outside with cars loaded up with animals and bikes and furniture.
Yeah, we certainly do. We've got a raft of experienced staff here, Salvos, Vinnies, St John's Ambulance, but most certainly Family Community Services staff who are exceptional in dealing with these sorts of circumstances. We're just here to try and assist and work through those clients' needs as broadly as possible and try and make people feel as comfortable and secure as we can.
You mentioned you've had 75 people register since midnight last night. Do you expect that just to increase as the day goes on?
From the activity that we're seeing at the moment, I would say that would be highly likely.
And what's the mood like? What are you sort of seeing from people that are coming in? Is there a sense of fear or is it pretty calm?
I think it's reasonably calm at the moment, and certainly the support staff here are doing everything they can to make people feel comfortable and reassure them. I think as things develop, people might become a little bit more anxious. As you can see from the number of pets that are being brought here and are being dealt with and looked after by the Animal Welfare League, that's certainly a high priority for them.
Have you seen any interesting pets or is it just your standard cats and dogs?
Just the standard cats and dogs at the moment. I haven't seen anything out of the box or out of the ordinary. All our staff are very keen on working with everybody and just trying to be there to listen and support them as far as we can.
And if needed, help them into accommodation if they need it?
Most certainly.
Can they stay here?
No, look, this is just an initial point of contact. And then from here on in, we'll provide alternative accommodation options. And we've certainly got a range of options available at this stage.
Do you have enough accommodation? Do you need people to provide accommodation?
Family Community Services are managing that process at the moment. And, of course, that will be dependent upon how things develop throughout the day. But, Family Community Services certainly have a strong handle on that and will review things as required.
Great. Thank you. Is there anything else that you want to say about the services here or how things are going?
I just want to say that everybody's, pulling together and is providing a good sense of community spirit and, we're all here to help.
What are the sorts of stories you're hearing coming through the door this morning? What's people's situation?
I think just again, being told that they should leave and leave early, and I think they're accepting that advice. And people just wanting a bit more information about, you know, what they should do, where they should go, where they can receive assistance. Very interested in getting information and advice. I might have to edit that bit out.
That's okay.